The Senate voted 26-6 last week to ratify a compact that aims to keep arid states from trying to divert the water in the lakes for drinking. What's holding it up at this point is that Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch and Assembly Natural Resources Chair Scott Gunderson say the plan needs more work. They're concerned about a provision that would let a governor from any Great Lakes state veto another state's request to divert lake water for drinking. Doyle says that's a false argument because governors can already do that under federal law. He says counties like Waukesha won't get any water without a compact in place.
There isn't a governor in the Great Lakes Basin that is going to approve a withdrawal of a state that has not signed on to the compact.
The last scheduled day for the legislature is Thursday, and Representative Gunderson has said bluntly the compact would not be ready by then. Gunderson said Doyle could call a special session to finish the job, and that he still expected to reach a deal that the governor would be happy with. Doyle says he's reluctant to take the pressure off lawmakers, but that it's an option he'd consider.
If at some point, and we hope it's sooner rather than later, the legislative leaders, the leaders in the assembly come to me and say the votes are there, I'd call them into special session in a second to get it done. So if that's what it's going to take, of course I'll work to get it done.
The compact needs to be approved by the legislatures and governors from all 8 Great Lakes states and eventually Congress. So far, 4 states have given final approval. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.